by pitch, that two-run single from Degatti. They left one on. They also left one on an inning ago via a walk, a two-out base on balls drawn by Kyler McIntosh. The 1-1 from Perry. This one shot the other way, foul down the left field line onto the concourse off the bat of Best. 1-2 on the left-handed hitting center fielder of Madison. The 1-2. This one, lined the other way. It's going to get down in front of Buchanan in left field for a base hit. First hit of the game for Justin Best. He's aboard with some good speed on first base and just one out in this ninth inning. He has stolen second twice in this one. He threw a five-pitch walk in the fifth in which he did so, and he did it again on a seven-pitch walk that he drew to lead off the seventh. Perry just one pitch away, though, from ending this ballgame if he can get a ground ball here off the bat of the Madison catcher, Connor Capisi. Capisi singled and scored in the second, had an RBI ground out to short in the third, since then 0-2. Blew out to center in the fifth, went down swinging in his last at-bat in the seventh. First pitch to Capisi, a fastball right down Broadway from Perry, that's called a strike. 27 hits between the two teams now here tonight on 21 runs. The bats in full display this evening. The 0-1 here from Perry. Missing away, now a ball and a strike. On deck is Charlie Marion. Shy Robinson, the shortstop in the nine hole, will follow. Perry looks at first. Schaefer holding on Best there. Not too big of a lead for Justin as the 1-1 to Capisi swung on and missed. It's now 1-2. Can't imagine Best will be sent to second unless Perry can get this out here and the Raptors do not hold the runner. Right now, with less than two outs, his run is too important to risk anything on the bases, especially now Cashel Duggar behind the plate. No Jack Matthew. It changes up who's throwing it down to second. 1-2. Missing low and away. Count evens. Two balls and two strikes on Capisi. Raptors, if they can hold on, they'd be back above 500 at 13-12. Madison, after snapping a nine-game winning streak yesterday, would get swept here on the road. Perry set the 2-2. That one misses low and away. Capisi's worked a full count here with one out and a runner on in the ninth inning. Three, two, one out, runner on first. We'll see if Best takes off on the payoff. He stays put. The 3-2 swung on and missed. Nick Perry wins a massive battle. It's the second out of this ninth inning. Charlie Marion, the final hope in the box for Madison. Marion's reached twice today, had an RBI single in the second in which he later scored. Also drew a seven-pitch walk in the fifth inning. Righty on lefty battle, the first pitch to Marion misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. Schaefer is still holding on Justin Best at first base. The speedy center fielder for the Mallards hasn't even thought about taking off yet. He's just staying put. In the bottom third of the Mallard order right now, in the top of the ninth inning, 12-9 the score. Two outs, Raptors lead at the 1-0. This one hit on the ground at first off the glove of Schaefer. That ricochets to second. Boston Berehand throw to first. He's safe. It is an infield single. Runners on first and second, and the tying run with Shy Robinson will come up to the plate. Shy Robinson's 2-for-4 tonight out of the 9 spot, playing short for Madison. Singled and scored in the second, did the same in the fourth as the leadoff batter, but a couple fly out since to right field in Jorge Degatti in the fifth, and most recently to center field in Mason Onati in the seventh. That ended the top of the seventh inning and sent us to our stretch. Best leading off second, nobody holding the runner on first either. Raptors focused on one man and one man only, that's Robinson. First pitch. Grounded foul down the third baseline. Count begins 0-1 on the shortstop. He was one of three shortstops to play yesterday for Madison was Robinson. Schaffner got the start, was hit by a pitch in the second, and had to be removed for Robinson. Robinson then removed himself from the game in the sixth inning after getting tossed from home plate umpire Tyler Jetting. Augie Gutierrez was the shortstop to finish the contest for Madison. 1-1 pitch, lined into center field. That's going to fall in front of Mason Onati for a base hit. In the waiver out third is Justin Best. He'll come in to score. It is 12-10. With two on and two out here in the ninth. Mason Onati playing it safe, bouncing in front, and kind of fielding it like an infielder, making sure that one didn't get past, because if it did, Mallards would have just kept running. The go-ahead run for Madison steps into the box. Now that's the left-handed hitting left fielder, and to the top of the order we go with Frankie Carney. Harry's first pitch to him. That one is on the outside corner for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Carney in his five at-bats tonight is 1-for-5. His lone hit being an infield single back in the second. Nick Perry, the Denton, Texas native, the 0-1. Fouled straight back. It's nothing at two. Perry looking to complete the six-out save here tonight at Witter Field would be his first as a Rafter. One pitch away from pulling off the sweep against one of the hottest teams in the Northwoods League entering this series last night. Fans on their feet. The 0-2. This is up and out. Perry still ahead here at 1-2. After Carney in the on-deck circle, it's Davis Hamilton. Jake Monroe will follow. The 1-2. In on the ground over to first. Schaefer gloves. He's got it to first in time. Ball game in the books. The Raptors pull off a sweep of the Mallards here at historic Witter Field. 12-10 the final tonight. 10 runs on 14 hits and 4 errors for the Mallards. 12 runs on 14 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back in a couple minutes for your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at help NoKidHungry.org.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
The Rafters hang on to win it tonight, 12-10, the final from historic Witter Field. It's a two-game series sweep of the Madison Mallards post-game show on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. It's WFHR, and it's locally grown radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And if you missed it, there's another thriller here from Witter Field. 12-10, 14 hits per side, four errors for the Mallards, one for your Rafters. Let's get the scoring started right now. Six in the bottom of the first for the Rafters. They sent 11 to the plate. Mason Onati had two hits in the inning, including a two-out, two-run double down the left field line to cap it off. Three put up by the Mallards in the top of the third, and then they added two more in the third. Or I should say three in the top of the second. They added three more in the top of the third to make it a 6-5 ball game before one was put up by the Rafters in the bottom of the third on a big swing of the bat from Trotter Boston. The infielder from Tabor College, his third home run of the season, all here at Witter Field, made it 7-5 Rafters. Two in the fourth inning off another big swing of the bat from Madison's Jake Monroe. The first baseman had a four-hit game tonight and two homers. That was the first of the two to tie it at seven. Madison then took the lead in the top of the sixth before the Rafters knotted it up back at 6-6 and a solo home run from Jack Matthews, his fourth of the campaign, all here at Witter Field. The Rafters put up four then in the bottom of the seventh inning to pull ahead and leave it 12-8. They sent eight to the plate that inning. Only one hit was had, and it was a big one. Only up by one run, a two-run single up the middle from Jorge Degatti. Made it 11-8 before Max McGuire reached on an error. The left fielder of Madison, Frankie Carney, lost the ball in the lights and hit off his glove. And Jorge Degatti with two outs. Ball in kind, ball in play, ball hit in the bat, in contact. And no other decision but to just keep on running. He did so. He scored 12-8. One put up in the top half as well on a home run for Madison by Jake Monroe. And then they added one in the ninth. Things got hairy. Nick Perry, though, closed it out. Jack Weisinger, the win. Carter Daniels, the loss. Perry, the save. Time of the game tonight, 3 hours, 24 minutes. 200 Rafter fans in attendance. 76 and rain was the weather at the time of first pitch. Our Rafter player of the game on WFHR. It's tough when you look at it to give it out. Everyone really contributed and scored in that first inning. But Jack Matthews reached three times and scored three times. He was unfortunately taken out of the game after getting hit by a pitch in the seventh inning, but did have his fourth home run of the season and a big one as well to tie the game at eight, put the Rafters back in it, and allowed for a four-run seventh that gave them the lead for good. Noah Rodriguez got the start. It was his first start as a Rafter tonight, going three innings, allowing seven hits, five runs, four were earned, did not walk a Mallard hitter, struck out two on 71 pitches. From there, it was Juan Berrios, the southpaw from Alabama State, throwing 35 pitches in two innings, allowing two hits, two runs. Both were earned, walked two and struck out one. Jack Weisinger, the right-hander from Pomona Pitzer, made his second appearance with the Rafters here at Witter Field. Fourth total on the season, throwing 36 pitches. And as mentioned, Nick Perry, two innings of work, allowing two runs on three hits, collecting his first save with Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back at it again tomorrow. First pitch, just about 13 hours from this point, 4 hours away in Waterloo, Iowa. Pre-game show around 12:55 on your home for Raptor baseball summer long. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. I've been Andy Yockum, as always, signing off from now from Winter Field. Raptors win at 12:10 and sweep the Mallards on this Saturday night. We'll see you tomorrow.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
Which is, he's Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and the Beach Boys are coming through. Interview with Terry Barr. Beach Boys will be at Credit Union Park in Green Bay, or should I say Ashwaubenon. And
the Beach Boys, are you saying?
Yeah, wow. Surf City, you know what I mean?
Hey. First concert for me, Beach Boys.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
First concert ever, huh?
After a Padres game in San Diego.
Oh, in California, too.
John Stamos played drums. It was a thing.
Amazing.
Wow. Well, Christian Love on the radio tonight.
Sweet.
We're excited to hear about that. And then live in the lair, Jimmy, the Rogue Electrics from Milwaukee. They're here. They're out on State Street right now getting some food and some drink, and they'll be back in for live in the lair.
And coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, kind of a new time for this show, the Indie Rock 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal. That's at 10 o'clock. Local music from around the country in Southern Ontario. It's a really cool show. And then Rob Roberts tonight at 11 o'clock. With After Hours, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Love to know what's going on with you tonight. Rocker, yesterday was Make Music Madison, Make Music Day, celebrating the first day of summer with free music all around the outdoors where you normally don't hear music. And we had our stage on the corner of State and the Capitol here. It was a good time.
The Forum, that's right, right at the top of State Street, right next to Ian's Pizza. And boy, it was really an amazing show. And, you know, like a football season, it had its like adversities, its ups and downs, right?
Gotcha.
We had to fight the rain. Our performers even got rained on, which was pretty amazing. They were cleansed right there on stage. And
it was a baptism.
And, you know, yeah,
a Maxine Cradio baptism.
And Brian Bethke, he was playing, and boy, it started coming down. So we took him off, but all of a sudden the sun came out again. So we put him right back up on stage. And then he finished, and it was looking really good. And we got Sarah up there, her and her guitar, just her playing jazz and singing this beautiful music. And it started raining. And it kept raining, and she kept playing. Nice. And she played her entire set literally in the rain, and people watched her and loved her and gave her tips. It was actually just an amazing. I thought she was like, it was like Prince at the Super Bowl. And
one of the greatest Super Bowls ever, by the way.
I just sat there watching her, and just, you know, it didn't faze her at all, and she just kept playing. By the way, Jimmy, she's going to be live in the lair right here next week.
Yeah.
So we're going to see her. And then Katie Scullin Band came down, and the sun came out, and she was like about to call the whole thing. I said, well, just wait a minute. And all of a sudden the sun came out, and it all dried up during her set. And then Bodicita came in and knocked it out of the park. It was just the most amazing weather then. And so it just ended up as really a great show, and everybody had a good time.
Well, we want to say thanks to the people that made that particular stage possible to bring to you. Dane Arts, of course, Make Music Madison, also Music Makes a Difference, Ian's Pizza, and of course, everybody here at Civic Media. Really appreciate your help pulling together, making Make Music Madison happen. Lili, did you get out to see any free music?
I didn't this year, but it's been one of my favorite bike rides to do every season, because I can literally just go through town. And like you said, there's just music everywhere. So I'm outside, I'm enjoying my ride, stop here, stop there, and just sort of be just like embraced and surrounded by music. It's beautiful. It's one of my favorite bike rides every year.
That's exactly the experience. You know, like you think of a lot of other shows where it's a destination, like you get a ticket, you go there, you sit down, you watch the show. But really, I realized just what you're saying. This event is about the experience of the person who's living their life. And then beyond their consent, they turn a corner and there's a great band and they're stopped dead in their tracks. They're watching this band. And, you know, it's kind of that surprise, that discovery. It's just kind of that randomness of walking around a city and finding music around every corner, that's what that festival is really about, you know? And it was really an amazing experience to see people just find these bands and see the smiles on their faces and see them start dancing. And they wouldn't have ordinarily done that. They would have just kept walking, right? But there was a band.
Music makes the day's purse or the day's better, happier. Yes.
It does. Yep.
No matter what mood you're in. All right. Well, thanks for supporting Make Music Madison. We'll talk to Mary Rose Ekberg later on in the year, I'm sure. Thank you to her for all the work she does. Rocker, you mentioned that Sarah will be live in the Lair next week.
Yes.
Hear one of her songs right now. Addicted to You, Sarah, on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Seem to get a thing done or even keep. I mean, I communicate much, but you in the distance don't cease to hurt. How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot accept. Which way coming from? I'm an addict for love. How can I find a way to get it out of my mind? I know I've made mistakes, but I'm not the only one who's blind. I spend most of my days observing time just passing by, living inside of my brain, pretending life just dull as glass. How can I find a way if you continue to blame who is not at fault? Ooh, I'm an addict, I cannot say which way coming from. I'm an addict for love. I'm an addict for love, waiting on you to feel my void, pretending but the things unexplored. Don't let me say, cause I wanna be the one in control. Or should I just end it all? I'd rather restart the clock than end it all. How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot say where you are coming from. I'm an addict for your love. I'm an addict for love. Oh, da, 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 ba, da, ba, da, ba, da, ba.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where?
Pacific Media. We are local music. Brand new band out of the Milwaukee area. That is Valley Fox and their brand new song called Row on Mary. I would highly recommend getting on the socials, getting on Spotify and checking them out. They're really cool. New band out of Milwaukee. We'll get them on the air sometime soon. Jimmy K along with Rocker and Lili Lux filling in for Terry Barr, I should say. On the phone with us once again is meteorologist Corey Hartman here from Civic Media. Corey, good evening. What's happening, Brun?
All right, we've got a couple things going on. First of all, for a little while longer here, we've got just a sliver of a tornado warning that is going to be from about the Cross Plains up to Dane area. Town of DeForest, maybe Windsor, going to be seeing some strong wind, possible tornado heading that direction. Here directly in the Madison area, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued. This is going to be for most of Dane County and a chunk of Columbia County, and that's going to go until 7 p.m. tonight. Again, the threat here is a 60-mile-per-hour wind gust, but also the possibility of a tornado and also some downpours of rain. There is a lot of moisture with these storms, and they are going to be moving in through the area here tonight. So the possibility of strong winds, possibility of a tornado, but really we have to talk about the threat for flash flooding as well. So things are kind of starting to surround the Madison area to the north, to the west, and it's time for people outdoors and at events to seek some shelter here tonight, Jimmy.
So, hey, Corey, this is Rocker. It sounds like you're in your car right Rocker. Now. Are you storm chasing?
I am storm chasing. I am near the Darlington area right now. There is a tornado warning here. There's some Ooh. Lowering, some scud clouds, that sort of thing, and very, very heavy rainfall. This is quickly going to turn into a damaging wind and flash flooding threat over the next hour or so.
And so when you're passing people driving towards the storm and people are fleeing the storm, what's the look on their faces?
Yeah, they're a little freaked out when they see me, you know, driving and with the flashers on and the you know camera and the phone and all the other stuff. So yeah, they're a little freaked out sometimes. But all in all, I haven't really seen a whole lot of traffic out here. So the word has gotten out that we do have these strong to severe storms moving through the area. A new severe thunderstorm warning has just been issued, and I want to give you this information just coming in. Severe thunderstorm warning for Lafayette, Green, and South Dane counties now. This goes until 7 p.m. as well, and the threat is 1-inch hail and 60-mile-per-hour winds, but the National Weather Service is also saying that there is a possible tornado with this storm, and that's going to be, again, for the southwestern corner of Dane County. So really we've got things on three sides of Madison now, and if that's not enough for you to, you know, seek some shelter, get home, and watch out for the flooding, then I don't know what will.
Well, Corey, we appreciate your information. Of course, we're broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're not part of the area, we apologize for the weather updates. We want to keep our listeners here on WMDX safe. Corey, check back in if you need to, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
And 844-967-2789, if you want to tell us what's going on outside your weather window, we'd love to hear about it. In the meantime, we're going to talk about some ghosts with Lisa Van Burnskirk. Did I say that right?
Lisa Van Buskirk.
Thank you, Rocker.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark Pet Center.
PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. They're listening to WMDX here in Madison Saturday night, 6:31 p.m. Corey Hartman has to come back again. He has new information.
Yeah, sorry about that. 1 minute ago, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Columbia County and northeastern Dane County until 7 p.m. Now, that is that rotation that I was telling you about a minute ago near the DeForest area. So if you are in DeForest or Leeds or even northern portions of Sun Prairie, you should be in shelter at this time. Once again, a new tornado warning has been issued for southeastern Columbia County, northeastern Dane County, until 7 p.m., severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado near DeForest, moving east.
All right, thank you, Corey. Come back again if you need to. We'll be here for you. WMDX on Civic Media. We'll be right back.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. It's a very active Saturday night here in Madison and very exciting. They're on Civic Media, Rocker, Jimmy K, Lily Lux filling in for Terry Barr tonight. Once again, that new tornado warning is for northern Dane County and southern Columbia County.
Boy, DeForest and Sun Prairie. Look out. Do you believe in ghosts, Jimmy?
Sure.
After walking around State Street, and our next guest will... you will know, is a guide for American Ghost Walks. Lisa Van Buskirk knows a thing or two about ghosts, and she is in the studio with us, and she's going to tell us about some of these Madison ghost stories. She's a ghost with host with the most. A ghost host with the most. Lisa Van Buskirk, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here on this incredibly stormy-to-be evening.
You're out doing ghost walks tonight, aren't you? Or you're supposed to be.
Supposed to be in an hour, usually a little bit of rain and maybe a smidge of lightning is ambient, right. But we, of course, never want anybody to get hurt.
Right. I suppose when the weather is gloomy, the ghost walk is better, right?
Oh, yes.
Do ghosts follow you around?
I don't think that they do. I've had a couple medium friends of mine that I truly believe are good. And one thing that freaked me out one time, we were at a building and she's like, oh, they talk about you. And I'm like, what?
The ghosts?
Yes. But but my favorite, most friendly ghost is at the Majestic Theater. His name is Jimmy at the moment.
Oh, you're welcome.
We have a friendly ghost here, Casper.
Oh, Casper. Yep. You have ghosts here in this building?
Well, he's one of the sound engineers.
He's more of a Wookiee than a ghost.
Oh, he's one of the fuzzy ones.
Right.
Yes, you got that.
So these tours started in 2011 in Madison by Mike Hubert, who we're apparently going to be talking with later tonight. And you're the senior tour guide. So tell us what it's like to be a ghost walk tour guide. How'd you get started?
That's a really good question because in real life, as I like to say, I am a retired Madison firefighter of 28 years. And about 12 years ago, one of my friends from the fire department was talking about this ghost walk thing. And I'm like, oh, I want to do it. And she's like, you should do it. So she sent me the information. You know my puberty. I'm like, So I just sent him an email. I found it the other day. It said, "Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm a firefighter. I want to give ghost tours. I like Halloween." And he hired me for some reason.
Sold.
Yeah.
You were like the unicorn that fell off a fire truck.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and I absolutely love it. I've had no performing or theater or anything before this, but it's been an absolute pleasure learning more about Madison. I love the history of Madison. And, of course, I love a few ghosts. And I think one of the best things about doing this for so many years is I've met so many people around town that have given me their ghost stories that makes it so much better.
Mm. Nice. Well, now, what are your tours like? I mean, what can somebody expect when they go out on tour with you? I mean, scary?
Well, I'm definitely entertaining. We'll just go with that. Straight up entertaining. And I would say it's mostly history, maybe about 80% history and 20% ghost stories. So it's not terrifying, but I hopefully will give you the creeps just a little bit sometimes. But I guarantee you, even if you're from Madison, you probably will learn something about Madison you didn't know before.
So every age is good for these.
I like to say 10 and older, that seems to be a good age to start. It's kind of an hour and a half, 2 hour walk, and it's usually a little bit late.
Mm.
Are the kids pretty engaged? Are they interested? I would imagine, you know, it's not, you know, some are, some are not, right?
That's pretty much it. But usually the ones that come on the ghost tour with their parents are into it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had even younger as 8 if they're, you know, spooky kids. So, yeah.
Interesting.
So now you give a couple different tours. You were telling me up around the Capitol. We'll be talking about some later, but you do some here, right here on State Street where we have our studio. Do you know about any ghosts that are in this building we're in?
Oh my God. Yes. This whole ancient block with perhaps one of the most haunted theaters in town.
Oh no.
Is connected to this building, and nobody says the ghosts have to stay in their own buildings.
I know. The lights are weird here. I'm just saying.
Oh, totally. And ghosts love theater. And downstairs we have the comedy stage, right?
Yes. They love to laugh, right?
They love to laugh. But any sort of performance area where everybody's focusing all their energy probably will have a few ghosts amongst them.
Mm.
So I would like to check out the basement sometime when they're not in there performing.
We need to get to one of those reading machines during Live in the Lair. Make sure we're doing the right thing, Rocker.
Yeah. Wow. So are there any particular stories about this building that you know of?
So many from the Orpheum. This particular building right next to the Orpheum, no. But I have a feeling the ghosts from the Orpheum might creep through the wall and hang out.
Well, tell us an Orpheum ghost story.
Okay, the downstairs bathroom in the Orpheum lounge there is haunted.
Really?
Anyone? Yes, if you've been in that one, like Lily has, it is creepy as hell, isn't it?
It is creepy.
Wow.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people say that, and the employees there, whose offices are near there, say they'll be just doing their work in the office, and they will hear the toilet start flushing repeatedly from no reason at all, and they'll go in there, and nobody will be in there during the day.
I thought I would never ask you this question on air, Lily, but what was that bathroom experience like for you that was so creepy about it?
It just has this sort of energy, I guess, is just what I would say. Just, you know, you walk in and you're just like, oh, that's kind of like old and dank, but then there's just sort of something more. I mean, if you've been in Madison, we've got lots of old dank bathrooms and bars. That yeah. is not unusual in any way. But it just had a little, I don't know, a little extra flavor.
So nothing specifically, it was more of a feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I actually have a ghost story from the Cardinal Bar from when I managed there. So I while I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, there's weird things that happen. And then I check a security camera and I'm like, I definitely heard something very specific and I'm watching the footage and nothing is there, but I cannot deny what I heard.
Like dishes clanking or something?
I heard footsteps in the bar. Like, I'm in the basement where the office is in the Cardinal, and I hear very distinct footsteps. And I'm like, did I leave the door unlocked? Like, oh, no. And I watched the video like 10 times. There was nothing.
I want to get that story from you because they have a couple down on that block with the ruby right there.
Yeah. No. The manager, Spike, has a bunch of other Cardinal bar stories that I'm sure are there. But yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's like raising up the hairs on my arm right now. Well, are there any other good State Street stories that you tell?
I have to be honest. My two favorite stories here are the two old theaters. Not only the Orpheum, but across the street, the Capitol Theater, which is preserved in the Overture, mm-hmm. has a couple very famous ghosts walking around. Sid, you remember Sid the Usher from way back in the day?
Oh, my.
And his wife, Pearl.
their husband-wife ghost team?
Yes, they originally were ushers from back in the day when both theaters were operating from the 1920s and 30s. Mm. And they have, even after Sid retired, he was a legend, especially in the Capitol. He gave tours of the Civic Center. He didn't quite live to see this fabulous building across the way be finished up, but they've been spotted walking around. And perhaps the best story from across the street at the Capitol Theater, one time the cleaners were in there one night, they heard a noise, they saw a very fancy couple in like a top hat and coattails and a gown walk out on the stage and start dancing.
Wow.
Amazing. Lisa Van Buskirk is with us here from the Ghost Walk Tour Guide. We're talking about ghosts. We're also talking about tornado warnings. Yes. Just want to make sure everybody's aware of this. Listening to WMDX here in Madison, tornado warning for northern Dane County and southern Columbia County. Want to make sure you're, if you're in DeForest or Sun Prairie, you know what's going on, Rocker.
And let's get back to ghost stories. We have spoken of ghost stories happening at the former Frequency venue that's now the Gamma Ray Bar at 121 West Main Street here in Madison. Do you know anything about the ghost that haunts that building? Because I think that we experienced some stuff when we were down there in the green room.
Oh, my God. There are so many ghosts in the green room. And if I would run into any bands that have repeatedly been in there, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's creepy. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I had a conversation with one night.
No, Jimmy, that was me.
Oh, yeah, of course. I should have known that.
What was your conversation, Jimmy?
I can't remember. I wasn't really in a position to remember things like that at that time. You know what I mean?
I know Darwin told me a couple of times that he was down there, you know, counting money, and it was all dark, and there was things going on in that room that they keep the beer in. I know that when the ghost tours come down there, they always go in that back room.
Oh, I love Darwin. I miss him dearly, and I hope to get with the Gamma Ray people, and I suspect they'll be very cool about it. But
yeah,
it was awesome before it was a great bar before they redid it and made it all fancy. But the thing about Darwin is he gave us the best ghost stories, especially down in the basement there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And he was down there, you know, late after everybody would leave.
Oh, yeah. He had a ghost that would just talk to him. He would hear voices, and I'm like, didn't that bother you? And he's like, nah, they weren't bothering anybody.
And tell us about how we can sign up to go on a tour, where we can find information about it.
Well, if you look up American Ghost Walks, we have three different tours that we do right now. King Street, which starts by the Great Dane. At the top of State Street, the State Street one, where we'll talk all about this building and the ones next to them, and a university one, usually run when the kids aren't around.
Mm.
That's awesome. Lisa, thank you so much for the information and coming in and sharing your story with us tonight. Really appreciate it. And Mike Huberty is going to be here next hour. We're going to continue talking about ghosts.
We want to hear if you believe in ghosts. Tell us how you feel about ghosts. Jimmy, what's the number?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. Lisa, you're one of your favorite bands?
Sunspot, of course.
I wonder, and Mike Huberty is your boss, right?
Yes, Mike Huberty is my overlord.
How many Sunspot shows have you been to?
When they are local, I go to as many of them as I can. I'm Make Music Madison Day. I caught him three times once, but as much as I can local and sometimes other places.
You're like a super fan for Sunspot. And you wanted to hear this song. It's actually one of my favorite songs from Sunspot out right now. And it's ghostly, it's scary, and it's awesome.
Oh.
Spend the Night. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in the murder scene.
hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Spend the night. I'll spend the night with the gallows pole in my hand, Charon's oboe. I'll sleep in a 6-foot hole, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Oh, oh. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Oh, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain, so we'll spend the night.
I love that song. Sunspot, Spend the Night, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Thank you to Lisa for coming in and telling us about the Ghost Walk tours here in Madison. So cool. And plus, Mike Huberty is going to be in next hour as well to tell us more about Ghost. Jimmy K here with rocker Lili Lux, hanging out for Terry Barr tonight. Having fun, Lili?
I'm having a great time. Live. And watching the storm roll in. So cool.
It is. There is some weather going on. Make sure you're weather aware. There is a tornado warning in northern Dane County, southern Columbia County. And somebody just called in. Hey, who is this? What's your name?
My name is Eric.
Zach, did you say?
Eric.
Eric. And you just rode through some massive thunderstorm out in Rochester, Minnesota?
So we were in Rochester. I'm with Combat Vets Motorcycle Association. And we had our nationals there, and they're flooded. Even the campsites, the guys were waist high in water. It was so bad.
Whoa.
But coming back just the last 2 hours or so, yeah, it's heavy and it's hard. The bikes are pulling off and all that. And if you could see the sky from up high, it's ominous.
Eric. So
it's kind of cool. You guys are talking ghosts.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this weather. It kind of reminds me of Ghostbusters.
That's great, Eric. Hey, I got a question for you. You know how they say when you're driving a car, you shouldn't drive through like flooding or whatever? Does that apply to bikes too, motorcycles, or can you just plow right through it?
No. What do I want to say? You're floating. Can't say the word offhand.
What if you put some skis on the front tire? Can you make it work that way?
Yeah, maybe it would. I don't know. But hey, I wanted to just comment on your music, by the way. As soon as I got you in, categorically, every choice you guys make, I love your music choices.
Oh, thank you.
You definitely are being pinned in on my on my radio every time I start coming this direction. But I was hoping you could tell me, You had a girl you said was coming to the lair next week.
Oh, yes. Sarah, T-Z-E-R-A is her name. And she's an amazing singer-songwriter, originally from Puerto Rico, and she moved up to Madison not too long ago.
And then the girl after her, I don't know, I couldn't catch her name either, but the two of them, I think I want to try to get them to maybe play at one of our national events.
I think you're talking about the song from Valley Fox, the new band out of Milwaukee, and their song Roll On Mary.
Yes, yes.
Oh, nice.
Valley Fox is what it is?
Correct, yes. Valley Fox. Really cool.
You can always send us a text or email us music@civicmedia.us, and we can maybe get you any information we might have.
I appreciate that. Sounds good. Keep up the good work, guys.
Appreciate you listening, Eric. Ride safe out there, okay?
You too. Take care, Mike.
Riding a motorcycle in a thunderstorm is something I'm not going to do. No, I like motorcycles. I've never driven one, but you know.
How about a train? Would you take a train?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now we know where you're at.
In fact, when we were on Amtrak going out to California one time, I think it was through maybe parts of Iowa or Nebraska somewhere. We hit a thunderstorm, and it was pretty intense. It was pretty cool, but you could barely tell. I mean, it was this shrieking rain, but you could see the trees going. You know.
I don't know if you can have a ghost on a motorcycle, but you certainly could have one in a train, Jimmy.
A train ghost. Lisa, let me bring you back on here. Do you know anything about train ghost? We got about a minute here to kill. That's why I'm asking this question.
Absolutely. One of the biggest, most famous is the ghost train.
Oh, there's what's a ghost. Tell me. I'm interested.
Well, after one of our great presidents died, Abraham Lincoln, they drove his body all over the country in a train, and this train made all these stops in all the cities, of course. And now, in these same cities with the stops, they say sometimes they hear a train coming by, but there is no train there. It's the ghost train.
Whoa. Of Lincoln.
That's crazy. This is down in Illinois somewhere, or what?
Oh, all over the country died. It's, you know, it started in Washington, D.C., and it lasted for weeks, so I wondered about the state of his body after that.
I guess it would follow the procession, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, they were essentially shown in state back in the day.
Amazing. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it. Ghost train. I got to get on that train. Got to get on it. Lily's like, ghost train.
I would literally run the other way. So, like, if you're into it, you're into it. You know, I won't yuck your yum.
Yeah, she's smart, man.
Marta Hansen. Maybe ghost-like pianos. They would love Marta Hansen.
Take a picture.
Civic Media, we are local music, broadcasting on WMDX here in Madison. We have to interrupt Marta Hansen for a weather update. On the phone with us right now is Corey Hartman from Civic Media. Hey, Corey, what's going on?
Well, an interesting weather night continues to get interesting. A pretty sizable tornado just went through the Argyle, Wisconsin area. I was right behind it, damaged a couple of farmsteads. Thankfully, both places I checked, everyone's okay. A little bit closer to home in the Madison area, we still have a tornado warning that is north of Sun Prairie. If you live in Sun Prairie or points about 5 to 10 miles north, you still want to be in shelter there. Tornado warning. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued now for Columbia, Eastern Dane, Northwestern Jefferson,
and southwestern Dodge County until 7:30. Severe thunderstorm winds of 60 miles per hour moving through the capital now and continuing to move off in a southeasterly direction. There's also the possibility of a tornado. There's also the possibility of ping pong ball size hail, which is about an inch and a half in diameter. So really from Madison to Sun Prairie and points east, that's where we need to be in shelter. Moments ago, large tornado moved through the Argyle, Wisconsin area, southwest here, and it has caused some damage. Thankfully, everybody at the farmstead that I checked on northwest of Madison are okay here as I cross into the Greene County area right now and continuing to be on these storms.
Corey, that's an amazing report that you just gave. Once again, a tornado has struck Argyle, Wisconsin, in southern Wisconsin. Could you describe the damage that you saw, Corey?
I sure can, and I did tweet it out, at Corey Hartman. That's K-O-R-Y-H-A-R-T-M-A-N on Twitter. So if you want to check that out, you can take a look at the picture. Thankfully, one of the farmsteads that I came upon, the shop and shed was completely demolished, but it didn't take the house. So the people that came out and talked to me, they were doing just fine. Also, the farmstead down the hill from them, their house was also okay, even though their barn and their silo had sustained some damage. So it was quite localized, but no doubt that we had a tornado move through the Argyle area just about 10 minutes ago.
And, Corey, you've got about 30 seconds before the hard break here. Tell me one more time the information about the tornado warning in northern Dane County, including Sun Prairie, probably approaching Marshall, and Columbus should be having a heads up as well.
Right now it's to the east of Windsor, to the north of Sun Prairie. Looks like it's dissipating, but yeah, people in Marshall to Columbus, as you said, should definitely keep an eye to the sky.
All right, meteorologist Corey Hartman here from Civic Media. Stay safe out there, Corey, and thanks for the updates, and give us a call if you need to again, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, Corey. Listening to Civic Media, WMDX here in Madison. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.